Welcome back to Insights for Health. We've been speaking with Megan Esser. We've been talking about magnesium and how essential it is for good health and how that most of the population is deficient. And it's definitely a cofactor when it comes to calcium getting to the bone. Can you explain how that works?
Bone health is a major issue in our modern world. Women who hit menopause are told to take calcium to take care of their bones, as our bone health does decline when we hit menopause, and men's bone health does decline as well. So for years, it was all about calcium. But there were studies that were done, and they showed that women who supplemented with calcium not only did not have a decreased risk of bone fracture, but they had an increased risk of heart disease. Calcium needs a lot of cofactors in order to properly function in the body, and magnesium is an essential one. So basically what happens in the body, if we take too much calcium at once, or we just take too much calcium, more calcium than our body needs, our body doesn't dispel it like it does magnesium. It deposits it, and our body can easily deposit calcium into the arteries, which can lead to heart disease. It can deposit it in the kidneys, which can lead to kidney stones, in the bones and joints, which can lead to spurs, in the eyes, which can lead to cataracts. And this is just an over-supplementation of calcium because bone health is much, much more complicated than just calcium. So magnesium is an essential mineral to go in and help with the absorption of calcium into the body and for the body to utilize it properly, which means, you know, for the body to know what to do with that calcium. Now, it's a little more complicated, bone health, than just magnesium and calcium because you really do need vitamin D. Vitamin D also helps with the utilization and absorption of calcium. And then again, magnesium helps with the activation of vitamin D. And you also need vitamin K2 to help with that calcium metabolism, to help tell the body where to put the calcium and to help clear the soft tissues of this calcium buildup. So bone health is definitely more than just calcium. Magnesium is essential. Magnesium is needed to help boron get into the bones. Magnesium, like I said, is needed to help calcium get into the bones, and the bones also need magnesium itself. So magnesium is a key player, but the bones are more complicated than just calcium and magnesium. So you need all of the nutrients to work together for optimal bone health. And we actually have, our company has an awesome bone formula that combines many of the key nutrients to help build stronger bones.
The skeleton isn't just an inert scaffolding. There's activity happening on the skeleton all the time.
Right. And, you know, it's regenerating itself, and it needs lots of different nutrients to build it. And it needs, you know, collagen synthesis and lots of hormonal factors going on. And that's part of why women need to take care of their bones more after menopause, because of the hormonal decline. The skeleton is so much more complicated than people think. People think it's like this calcium in, calcium out. But another really interesting thing to think about is that a French researcher identified that our bodies need 2 parts calcium to 1 part magnesium. That's the ideal ratio of those two nutrients. Now, the problem is that a lot of people see that ratio and they start supplementing with that ratio. They say, okay, if I need 2 to 1, then I should take every supplement I take, I should take 2 parts calcium to 1 part magnesium. But that's actually not quite the case because, as I mentioned, magnesium is very difficult to get in our diets. It's depleted in our soil. And I didn't even mention this, but magnesium is depleted when we drink alcohol, it's depleted when we eat sugar. You know, we said it's depleted when we are stressed. And magnesium is not easily fortified into foods. If you look at a lot of your foods, there's a lot of calcium fortification. And we also are able to store more calcium in our body than magnesium. So when we look at the amount of calcium that we get every day versus the amount of magnesium, we get naturally more of like a 4 to 1. So if we supplement in a 2 to 1, we're still not getting that right 2 to 1 balance in our body, which is why we need also magnesium to help that calcium-magnesium balance in our body to be optimal.
Stress also plays a role in magnesium deficiency.
You know, there's different kinds of stress. Stress is a natural thing in the body. Stress is not always bad. That kind of caveman stress where you see a bear and you need to run or you need to attack it, you know, you do want that surge of stress hormones coming into your body to help you deal with that stress. But unfortunately, in our society, we're kind of just in a state of heightened stress. We don't have these just, you know, acute stressful moments. We're just always stressed. And that really depletes our body of magnesium, because research shows that when we're stressed, we use more magnesium to deal with the stress, and we have higher urinary excretion of magnesium. So when people are acutely stressed, you know, their bodies are dispelling more magnesium, and their bodies are just naturally using up more magnesium in order to produce proper amounts of stress hormones, relax the muscles, sleep, and that sort of thing. Now, the vicious cycle is that when we are low in magnesium, we have a hard time handling stress. So it's this really vicious cycle. We're stressed, we use more magnesium than we would on a normal time, and then when we don't have enough magnesium, we feel more stressed, and we have a harder time handling stress. And this is because magnesium is so necessary in supporting our nervous system, in supporting our brain, in supporting all the neurotransmitters and the stress hormones that our bodies need to produce. And unfortunately, the only way out of this horrible stress magnesium cycle is really with a well-absorbed, good quality magnesium supplement. And this is because, you know, we talked about how hard it is to get magnesium through food. If you're really stressed, you don't have the time or the headspace to really focus on a diet that's going to give you optimal magnesium. A high quality magnesium supplement is the best way to get you past stress magnesium cycle, because, you know, you get that dose of magnesium. Now you're better able to handle the stress that's coming at you, and you're also better able to sleep, and sleep is essential for proper stress management.
Yeah, it all seems to cycle together. You get the stress, lack of sleep, anxiety, and irritability. So magnesium helps with GABA in the brain too, doesn't it?
Yes, magnesium binds to and stimulates the GABA receptors, and so GABA is a naturally occurring amino acid, and it works as a primary, in what we call, inhibitory transmitter in the brain to quiet down the nerve activity. So when we sleep, we need our nerves to be quiet, right? We need our nerves to relax. We need our central nervous system to go into that deep, relaxed state. Once it does that, it naturally results in sounder sleep. So GABA is responsible for doing that, but so is magnesium, because it works together with GABA, and magnesium also helps produce GABA. So, you know, sometimes people will come, you know, when I used to work as a full-time nutritionist, people would say things like, oh, I'm looking for GABA or melatonin to help me sleep. So melatonin will help us fall asleep, and GABA will help us stay asleep. But magnesium works with the body to produce both of those. So usually if you think you need melatonin or GABA, you probably just need magnesium, because magnesium helps with melatonin and GABA production in the body.
And there's that cofactor again that we talked about in the first half of the show.
Exactly, exactly. So now you're starting to see how they're coming up with 800 to 1,000 enzymatic processes that magnesium is used for. And so again, you know, sometimes people kind of think, you know, magnesium isn't so necessary because, well, I can take melatonin. You know, I don't need magnesium. But no, you need the magnesium to naturally produce the melatonin. You know, I can take GABA. I don't need the magnesium. No, you need the magnesium to work alongside the GABA.
Energy requires magnesium.
The interesting thing about magnesium, because people hear that it helps you sleep, so they assume that it makes you drowsy. But it doesn't. It just helps calm you. You can take magnesium in the middle of the day when you're feeling like you're anxious or worked up or stressed or having trouble focusing, and you can take magnesium and it will calm you. It won't put you to sleep. But if you take it at night, obviously, you know, when you're already going into a sleepy state, it will help calm you further. But you can also take magnesium during the day if you struggle with lack of energy. And I'm actually a morning magnesium taker. A lot of people take magnesium at night because sleep is their biggest complaint, and, you know, that's where they want to see the benefits. But I like my magnesium in the morning. I find it gives me great energy and focus for the day. So magnesium helps with energy levels because it feeds directly into what we call the Krebs cycle, which is what helps our bodies convert the food we eat into energy. And that's known as ATP. You know, the scientific name is adenosine triphosphate, but that ATP is the main source of energy in the cells, and it must bind to magnesium in order to be active. So energy is basically ATP plus magnesium. So in that way, it can give us energy, but it doesn't stimulate us. It just gives us energy. So that's why you can still take it at night.
You referred to it earlier on as in regards to cramping and muscles, but also restless legs.
Restless legs and muscle cramping, if you have that at any time, but especially at night, it's a very telltale sign of magnesium deficiency. When you take magnesium before bed, you will get into a much more restful state. And if you've ever struggled with restless legs, it is a horrible feeling. It is awful. You know, you just can't stop moving even though you're tired, and magnesium will go in there to help calm those nerves, calm those muscles in order to get you into that deep relaxed state.
Can you go a little deeper into the importance of cardiovascular health and magnesium?
Yes, magnesium is essential for cardiovascular health. If you look at the journals, like the research journals, it basically lists 12 different heart conditions that relate to possible magnesium deficiency. There's a lot that can go wrong in the heart, and say atherosclerosis, like hardening of the arteries, congestive heart failure. There's many different things, you know, arrhythmia, so like an irregular heartbeat. There's lots of heart issues that can happen in the body, and magnesium deficiency has been traced to 12 of them. So it plays a big role in heart health. It helps regulate that heartbeat. It reduces blood pressure because it can help relax the blood vessels, you know, that whole calming, relaxing thing that magnesium does. It can reduce the risk of angina, which is a condition that's caused by not enough blood supply to the heart, so it can help with blood flow. And there was actually a recent decade-long study, and it concluded that magnesium deficiency may be more detrimental to cardiovascular health than both cholesterol and saturated fat. Which to me was like a, whoa, look at this study that just came out, because we always hear, you know, cholesterol leads to heart attacks. Saturated fat leads to heart attacks. You know, high cholesterol, saturated fat, bad for the heart, bad for the heart, bad for the heart. I'm not disagreeing with that. But this study said, you know what's even worse for the heart? Magnesium deficiency. And we hear all the time about high cholesterol and saturated fat, but we don't hear enough about magnesium deficiency.
Yeah, they never talk about the benefits of cholesterol.
No, that's true. I know, because there is good cholesterol, and you need cholesterol as well.
One benefit that I found surprising was its benefit to weight management.
Yes, actually, that's one of my favorite like talks or webinars to do, because there's so many different ways that magnesium can help weight loss. In fact, I think on my webinar, I cite 7 different researched ways that magnesium can help weight loss. And again, it's kind of like immune health, right? You hear of these great immune boosters for when you're sick. And then weight loss, you hear of these great things that you should do for weight loss. But again, magnesium is one of these things that we just need to have optimal levels of, and we need to take every day in order for our body to function properly. And if we have proper levels, it is much easier to manage certain things like our immune system and weight, because, you know, magnesium can affect the body's metabolism. It helps blood sugar regulation. So, you know, it also helps diabetes. It stabilizes the blood glucose. You know, again, it helps stress and sleep, which are also linked to cortisol. Cortisol can, you know, cause us to hold on to more fat if we're too stressed in that way. Magnesium helps with workout quality, right, which helps with weight loss. It can help chronic inflammation. It can help reduce water retention. And it can really help, you know, our mental health, which is one of the biggest factors in weight loss, is mental health, for people to really be able to focus on and eat healthy and not do any emotional eating or make poor food choices when they're tired or stressed. So, again, magnesium is not like, oh, take magnesium and in a week you'll lose a pound. But, no, if you want to lose weight, you need to make sure your magnesium levels are optimized, because you might not be able to hit your goals, and it will be much harder if you don't have enough magnesium to help perform all of those cofactor enzymatic functions.
The benefits to our focus and concentration and memory, can you explain that a little bit more?
Studies that have been done that show that if you have low magnesium, it could impair your cognitive function, so including our concentration and memory. And there's actually been a recent study done on Alzheimer's and how low magnesium is a factor with that. If you have sufficient magnesium, it can help your memory regardless of your age, and it helps calm the brain, and it reduces the effects of overstimulation, which we have all around us now. It reduces the effects of stress, and it helps improve overall focus. So because magnesium is a cofactor for so many things in the body, it helps with those, the hormone production, the neurotransmitter production, you know, all of that goes into that brain function. You know, magnesium can help all ages.
Are there any warnings in regards to supplementing with magnesium?
Really, the only thing you want to be careful about with magnesium is if you have a kidney problem. The kidneys will filter magnesium in the body. And so if you have weak kidneys or you have a kidney problem, you would want to discuss with your doctor pharmacist before taking magnesium, but other than that, magnesium is completely safe. It's safe for all ages. And like I mentioned before, the great thing about magnesium is if you get too much, your bodies will dispel it through the bowels, and that's your only side effect. So you kind of get a free cleanse, and you also are able to tell how much magnesium you need. So we have, you know, when it comes to nutrients, we have RDAs, right? The recommended daily allowance. So the recommended daily allowance is around 350 milligrams for women and 400 for men. Now that's just a, you know, suggestion on how much we should get. These suggestions have no clue what we're eating, you know, what's going on inside of our body, what our stress levels are like, what our activity levels are like, because you will naturally use more magnesium the more active you are, because you use, your muscles will use more magnesium. That's a good thing. But, you know, these RDAs are so broad, and magnesium levels in the body are going to be very specific, like I said, based on your stress, diet, activity level. And so it's great. You can play around with your dosage. If you're taking a capsule product, take an extra capsule and see how you feel the next day. Are your bowels loose, or did you sleep better? Or if you take a powder, powder is even better for being able to kind of figure out, okay, I'm just going to try a quarter teaspoon more. Now I'm going to try a half teaspoon more. And I know for myself, in December, it's a very busy time of year. I have three little boys, you know, parties, Christmas shopping, everything. I get muscle cramps in December if I don't increase my magnesium. And that's because I'm more stressed. I'm doing more in December, and so I need more magnesium to help me do all of that. Then in January, I can back off my magnesium again because it's a little bit of a slower paced life again. So you can really play around with it and figure out how much your body needs.
Yeah, that's one thing we say to our customers is finding the piece of the puzzle. You know, sometimes there's different options for different maladies, but it's finding that piece of the puzzle, but it's getting started.
Exactly, and magnesium is, again, a safe and inexpensive way to start. Sometimes you need more, but sometimes that's all you need. You know, I have muscle cramps. We'll try magnesium. Rather than, you know, trying this rub and that rub, you might need something else, but it's there's a good chance that it's what you need.
Yeah. Megan, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. Any final comments to our audience?
First of all, thank you very much for having me, and to your audience, my parents always taught me that, you know, health, good health is priceless. You can have everything in the world, but if you don't have good health, you know, none of it really matters, and that it's also sometimes feels costly to be healthy, but it's a lot more costly to be sick. So I just encourage all of the listeners to really optimize your health. You know, if at any point you thought in this show, maybe I should take some magnesium, try it. You really don't have much to lose, and you have a whole lot to gain.
Thank you, Megan.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, everybody, for listening.